I was thinking that on, after our talk with Noel and Mitchell, that probably we ought to start our one-man responsibility thing here. Things like on the voters. You know, we got Finch, you know, flubbing around. Mitchell, you know, sort of talking about it. Noel, right? But nobody's really doing anything. Nobody's really responsible. We sort of need to, I don't know, the Morgan operation. Don't you think maybe that this is something that somebody should take and get quite excited about and do a good job?
Yeah.
Or is
I really do.
I really think it. I think it's a tremendous possibility. I mean, we got young people, you know, that want to do things. We got junior chamber guys that would love to go. We got women that want to work. What the Christ are they doing? I mean, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What more could they do that is more important than this? I really feel that, I think that really gets down, though, Bob, to the whole business of responsibility. But I don't think really got it now. What do you think?
I think that's right.
National Committee flops around, everybody else talks about it. Bob never will. Bob, she never will, really. She never gets down to it. Well, we'll talk about it.
I think you're
I just
right
thought though. You ought to consider it. That this is I'd kind of like to get some of that where we get a young goer, put him in charge, like we're putting Krog in charge of drugs. Well, I couldn't feel better about drugs, because I know Krog is a tough son of a bitch. He believes as I believe. He's going to do what I want. Right?
And he will. He won't
And he won't give up, and he'll needle everybody, and we're going to do something. And, Bob, that's what we need in every field. I think that's, you know, that's that, that's what that crazy Perot says, but he's right.
Yep. That's a very good point. And it's where we don't get things done, it's where we don't have that.
Right, yeah.
Any doubt about it.
You know, on another subject, one thing that was really rather pleasing about this thing tonight, I never saw a more appreciative group. You know, these people have come from all over the country. A lot of them have been defeated. And my God, they were just Democrats and Republicans, so appreciative and so forth, and also members of Congress. I think maybe we ought to do a little more, because, you know...
I'm sure that meant an awful lot to them. It's kind of like your Whittier choir coming in.
And another thing, I think we might do a little bit of that with the members of Congress on a social basis. You know, just bring them down for a cocktail, come down, shoot, we'll find a reason. It's an awfully, it gets a personal touch to it. Personal loyalty that you never get out of that sort of impersonal business of bringing them down to the cabinet and greeting them. They were really great. These people were just so moved by it. I was surprised. We forget the power of the White House, don't we?
Well, we tend to. We sure, you know, we've got to play it and play it with people that it does mean something to, and that kind of group, it really would.
Rather than having John Gardner for the 18th time, have people like this, and have others, that's one of the reasons this police chief was good.
Right.
They'd never been in the cabinet room before.
Right. But they feel for them.
And they thought it was marvelous. They said, no president ever did this before. And they're right.
That's what we ought to do, is more and more of that kind of thing, and less of the...
Less and less of the people that have always been there, like the Advertising Council.
Yeah.
The Council on Foreign Relations. The usual groups that come to town that expect always to see me, the Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board, I'll see them. Doesn't mean a goddamn thing to them, Bob. Not a thing. Really. They've been there. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
So I have a little fun with it. I thought Dole seemed to be a little concerned about the poll business and so forth. We've got to keep his dauber up, you know.
I don't think he's always concerned about the POW thing.
I know.
He has about four of
that I understand.
He deals with all the time, and they get
No on approval. It's even in Gallup still 50, isn't it?
Yep.
Isn't too bad, is it? And it's good, but the real drag is the war. We've got to face it. That's it.
I don't know, Ben, if you're getting that.
Well, I feel it.
You read it through everything full.
The other thing that was interesting.
But that's good. That shows there's other latent strength that's holding up, and if you eliminate that one negative, the latent strength in the other area should
pop up. One thing that is very interesting about this group tonight, two things I mentioned to you briefly. Both Democrats and Republicans have spoke very, very favorably of the press thing. You know, of course, these are pros. They've seen it. But boy, this is the right tone. The other point is that Charlie Kirsten made a point. Why don't you be able to do the young people? He said, you can do Q&A. He said, be very interesting. He said, it's just a young people. I don't know how we can work it out, but a panel of young people or something, that's our kind of idea.
Probably we could work it out. We'd have to do a lot of screening to get some that are intelligent enough to. Of course, you don't have to be too bright to match the Washington Post.
Yeah.
Problem with a Q&A with a panel of that kind is that
they say it's a fix.
Well, or either they say it's a fix on the one side, or that, and also you get the kids on it tend to try and get real gussied up questions, grandstand themselves.
What we might do is to sometime go to some young group and just say, all right, questions, kids, and let them pop up and stand up. At Rochester, I'm considering the possibility of just making an immediate Q&A, which might be a different way to handle that. That's right, and let the cameras be in and all that.
We're not the regional media. Mm-hmm. Huh. That'd be kind of interesting.
How are they going to handle this unemployment thing tomorrow? I don't want to have our people try to gloss it over.
They're just going to, I don't know, they were debating whether to try and make a little...
Explain it or...
explanation, make our point. And I think we've got to do that. I think we
should. Yes, we've got to do it in order not for people to get too depressed.
Well, for them not to get depressed, and also so that we don't look like we only explain the good news and ignore the bad.
That's right.
And I think if we just take it, it's good for our people to say, you know, well, yeah, I think we should
quite aware of it. This is what the president has said, that unemployment, point out the president has said that the unemployment is the major factor, and we're working on it. That employment is going up. We've got to have it go up more because of the increasing, point out the favorable thing, more people employed, but that we need more to sop up the people that are being let out of the armed forces. Well, we'll talk about employment. Say I, if it's going to move, I'll just as soon have it. If let it go even to 6.2, 6.3, 6.4, whatever it is.
You can do that
and then every month it goes down is a hell of a good enough month, huh?
Uh-huh. It's got to get up a ways, and it's got to be up a ways in order to go down.
Think about this young.
Okay.
You may find a good forum. Take it on. Let it pop up. Maybe something in the east. Might be something. But not necessarily college kids.
Well, I don't think one of that. Maybe one. It's a range of types. I don't know.
We don't want the kids to look bad.
Right.
See, if you have just Eastern college kids, they'll look bad in the antagonistic the competitor. On the other hand, you could have a combination. From this group tonight, it's quite apparent the Q&A technique is extremely effective. They all think that, these fellows like Christian are real pros, and I watch these for years, and think that I do them better than anybody else does. You've got to broker that thing. You know, that's the same thing that our friend from Yale said.
Right, right. What? Most everyone says that in its various forms, and we ought to work for other forms. You shouldn't just you don't have to limit a Q&A to the press.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can go before almost any group. I could have even done that with the Chamber of Commerce.
Sure.
Let them ask questions.
Sure.
Like we did, like them, you know, let the Chamber of Commerce have a panel.
Do it like the editor can.
Yeah. And they'd ask a lot of good questions. Have you checked them, if you didn't have any report on the driver's thing by any chance yet?
No.
Well, one other thing I want to mention briefly. We do not, do we have a dinner in the White House next week? We really shouldn't have mentioned it. They're going to start decorating.
I don't think we do.
She said on the 8th she thought we had a dinner, and I said, I don't think so.
8th?
Do we have, is that when we have one of those Morris Band groups? My view is that if we do, we've got to put it at Blair House or something. You see what I mean? I don't want to...
Yeah, I don't have my calendar right here. It's in the other room, but you want me to check it?
Would you mind?
Just a second. We don't have anything on the 8th at all.
We have anything next week?
No.
No dinner.
Because remember, we checked that. She didn't want anything after the...
So next week is clear, is it not, for as far as White House dinner? Take a quick look.
Yeah, the 7th was the date they had proposed for the Advertising Council reception. So we have that scratched anyway. On the 8th is Pete Peterson's bipartisan leaders thing, but that doesn't involve, that's not a social deal. That's, the Peterson International presentation, economic presentation.
Briefing, so forth. That one.
And the 10th is the Divine Group.
Divine Group,
that's not social.
Push that over to the Blair House.
Yeah, but it isn't a social thing anyway.
Right. That's good. Well, on the Peterson thing, I think we can push that to Blair House very easily.
Sure. Well, we'll work out if it's scheduled to be in the residence and that poses any problem, we can sure not have it there. I don't think it is.
Well, we want to have something social. We could have the thing at the Blair House.
Sure.
And put the whole deal on over there.
Yeah.
So let's leave the White House staff, because they've got a hell of a bird.
Actually, Blair House isn't big enough to do a big group.
That isn't very big.
Or in one room for a briefing or anything. And that's all it is. Yeah. But I know we were, from our side, we're not planning on doing anything in the residence next week, because it's... There isn't a thing on the road. The 8th, was when we were going to be at Midway.
Okay, well, we're out there looking at the morning. schedule very clear from the White House,
Yeah, right. We sure will.
Good. Okay, Bob.
Okay. Bye.